And can you put up the agenda, Desiree? Share that. So I don't have to keep toggling back and forth. There you go. Thank you so much. All right. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It is, what time are we here? 9:31. Okay. Pledge of Allegiance will be led by our Vice Chair, Meredith Chalemi. Meredith?
Yes, please stand if you're able. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Meredith. Please be seated. All right. Elaine's joining us. Good.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I had to go get the right computer.
Well, 2 minutes is not.
I was on my work computer. Like, why can't I find that?
Have we got Carolyn yet? Did she join us? Carolyn Inman? Nope, not seeing her. Desiree, you want to do the roll?
Sure, I'll go ahead and do that. Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
Meredith Chalemi.
Present.
Carolyn Inman. Evelyn Velez. Barbara Sloat. And Sandy Stang.
Present.
And we haven't heard from the two that they weren't going to make it, correct, Desiree?
I haven't heard anything, no.
Okay. Why do you keep pulling away my agenda there,
Desiree? Because I can't go from screen to screen. Like when you ask, if you ask me to do the roll.
Oh, I see. Switch, okay, yeah. Get me back there.
Yeah, give me 1 second. There you go.
Okay, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any items within the subject matter jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken off agenda items, unless authorized by law. Please keep your comments to 3 minutes, unless the chair sets a different time, which I am not. So, do we have any public comment, Desiree?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance. There are members of the public present. If you would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you.
How many are you showing?
Just one.
Okay.
And I'm seeing no hands, Chair.
All righty, let's move on to action items. Do we still need to do this? I thought we already did this. Or is this, what's this one for, Desiree?
February.
Didn't we already do February?
Nope. We, for the executive committee.
Gosh, I thought we did. Okay. AB 361, review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E is in Edward 3.
Maryland.
Recommendation to continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency. Okay. Rise from COVID-19, meet in person, imminent risk, health and safety, attendees, members to meet safely in person. Now, as I recall, it's going to deadline in February, though. Is that right? That's not going to be the case any longer. And right. I believe we were going to meet. Well, let's go ahead and make a motion on this.
Okay. Before that, can I just say Carolyn Inman just called me and she's still in the waiting room and needs to be admitted to the meeting. She can hear us, but she's in the waiting room.
All right. Desiree, can you let her in?
We don't have a waiting room for.
Well, maybe she's on as an attendee and not as a panelist.
There's no more attendees in the attendee room either.
Yeah, it says zero attendees. I see Sandy is here.
Okay.
Is she?
Elaine, can you text her and tell her to try coming back in?
Yeah. I think, is she calling from a 949 number? 4863 are the last four.
Well, let me just see because we already hung up. Let's see. Whatever her cell number is, which is 949. 394-4863.
Okay, this is her. I'll go ahead and move her over. Carolyn, can you hear us?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can, Carolyn. Thank you.
Yay.
And we've already covered your roll call, so you're good there.
I heard you. So I could hear
good.
You, but I couldn't
okay.
get up. So.
Okay, so do I have a motion on AB 361?
Also move, Sandy.
We have a second?
Second by Elaine.
Sandy and Elaine. Okay. Roll call vote. Desiree.
Elaine Genoway.
Aye.
Jean Hernandez.
No.
Meredith Chalemi.
Aye.
Carolyn Inman.
No.
Evelyn Velez. Barbara Sloat.
Barbara, you're muted. I assume you're saying yes, though. It looks like, if I'm a good lip reader. Yes, she's nodding her head. It's yes.
Thank you. Sandy Stank?
Yes.
And that is majority chair.
Thank you. Okay, motion carries. I know you need to toggle back now, at least for me.
Yes, give me 1 second.
Thank you. Where are we at here? Okay, SCAC and Standing Committee membership. I don't see Janelle here. Odishu, she is now our Well-Being Reimagined Committee Chair. And unless anyone attended that meeting, we'll move on to...
I don't think she's the chair. I think that Rachel's the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Rachel is the chair.
She's a new member.
Meredith, you're right. She is a new member. Rachel, are you on? No, she's not on. So let's move on to...
So these are all the interests for the committees. Janelle is applying for both SCAC and Well-Being.
You're right. Caring. Thank you. Thank you, Desiree, right.
For so reminding me. They're action items that would need a motion and a vote.
And then Tara Siegel for Well-Being and Jewel Law for Well-Being. Okay, so the direction is to review and approve membership appointments for Janelle Odishu to SCAC for a term ending December 31st, 2024, and the Well-Being Reimagined Committee, and an appointment for Tara Siegel and Jewel Loft to the Well-Being Reimagined Committee. Can we do this in one motion?
We can.
Okay. Is there any opposition?
All right. No, in fact, I recommended Janelle and Tara to join.
So motion carries unanimous. Thank you. Office on Aging updates. Jeanette, is Jeanette with us yet?
I don't think Jeanette is with us this morning, and I just wanted to let you guys know that Claudia was planning on participating in this meeting, but a last minute item came up that pulled her away. So I will just real quick give a brief update as to what's going on, and in terms of the SCAC meeting that's coming up in February. Staff is hoping to agendize two presentations, one on the Brown Act, which we will have one of our lawyers from COCO come and give a quick presentation on that. And then the second one is, as you know, a deep dive into the Office on Aging, where we will have staff present to give an overview of all of the programs that they manage and what the programs do. In support of seniors throughout Orange County. So currently working on updates for the area plan, which are due to the state by May 1st. We are looking to schedule a public hearing immediately following the April SCAC full council meeting, at which time you guys will have an opportunity to comment and provide input. So that's the latest and greatest.
Excellent, from thank office. You. Pauline, we appreciate that for that update.
Very welcome.
Let's see here. Now it's my turn. New business. Appointment for Well-Being Reimagined. I think we just did that. That's going to be Rachel Owens, correct, Meredith?
Yes. And we don't need a chair right now for senior citizens engagement.
Correct. And you have your hand up. Is there a comment you want to make?
Oh, yes. Going back to February, we traditionally have been having our workshop. So I also wanted to point out that after we have the deep dive, it's still, if we have time, it would be good for people to still, with the new parameters of what the Office on Aging is able to do, give their feedback for ideas.
Excellent. Okay. So, very good.
So I have a question.
Go, Elaine.
So if we're not having the workshop, when is SCAC going to present to the Board of Supervisors the priorities? Because the standing committees have been working on gearing up for that all last year. And traditionally, we present that to the Board of Supervisors in May because that's Older Americans Month. And we've been successful in having them allocate resources or funding towards that. So when is that going to happen?
Well, we are looking, we're taking a new look at our whole operation, Elaine. You haven't been part of this discussion, so let me try to catch you up. We're trying to evaluate what subcommittees we need, if at all, and kind of redesign where we're going with this. And then we're going to meet individually with the county supervisors to get their expectations of what they want. I know Rachel Owens has already reached out to Supervisor Wagner. And I would just mention that before you reach out to a supervisor, please let me know you're doing that so I don't get caught off guard. And good enthusiasm, but sometimes you got to kind of pull the reins back a tad. And she said, oh yeah, he wants to meet with me and her. Well, before that happens, we'll have a discussion here of who's going to attend that meeting with me to find out what exactly are the expectations of our supervisors. What do they want from us? And that's kind of, Elaine, this evolved from a lot of discussion about what is our role? What do we do? What's our job? And there seemed to be a lot of misunderstanding, miscommunication, or not quite our own members focused on, you know, what is it we do and why do we do that? And so when Meredith and I kind of took a deeper dive into that, the waters really got muddied.
As we tried to get committee chairs, that's how a lot of this percolated up. Committees were saying, we're meeting all year, we have all these great ideas, but sometimes it's not a fit for what's in the purview of the Office on Aging.
Well, and also one of the things that the SCAC board does is each year at the beginning of the year is to determine what the standing committee should be, because we have changed that over time.
Yeah.
So make sure that, because we are an advisory body to the Board of Supervisors.
So, Pauline, I see your hand up. Just half a second here. Yes, yeah, Elaine, you're exactly right.
Yeah. So one of the things would be to either reaffirm that these are the correct standing committees or make some changes. But after you do you have a timeline for when we're going to, quote, advise the Board of Supervisors?
After we have this discussion, our general meeting, this is where we're going to talk about all these very issues. We want to give the empower our group to say, what do you want to do? What do you envision here? Mm-hmm. Before we can go anywhere with that, we need to know what the parameters are. Well, when we did that, we ran into the first buzzsaw was, well, the bylaws, you can't do that. So now we have formed a bylaw subcommittee to look at what we need to change, what we need to look at to do and tweak if we need to, knowing that's going to take a little bit of time. Okay. So Elaine, at this point, it'd be very premature to get anything to our supervisors.
Okay.
At this point. Okay, Pauline, take it away.
Yeah, in terms of meeting with the supervisors, may I make a suggestion that you have like the chair and vice chair meet and be the representatives to the board or of SCAC with the board members. Reason being, their schedules, I can tell you, are very, very impacted. And they have a lot of things going on. So if you have members, individual members looking for meetings with the Board of Supervisors, it's really not going to be productive. I think it would be better to have either the chair and vice chair meet and speak collectively on behalf of the group.
That was our plan, Pauline. I know each of those supervisors very well individually. And more than likely, you end up meeting with their chief of staff.
Their policy, and their policy advisors.
But we're going to try to actually meet with them. And I think we'll be successful at that. Well, most of them. One I know is very elusive to get a meeting because of what you just said, very, very busy.
Right.
Very tough to even get a call back. It's rough. So, but thank you for sharing that insight. And that was
also the chair and the vice chair are spokespeople for the staff, for staff.
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, John, really,
can I ask something?
Hang on just a minute.
Can I add John?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This is Carolyn. I'm sorry. This is so confusing on the phone. I know Rachel, and I think that she's operating the way that the Irvine Senior Council does. And that is that Supervisor Wagner appointed her, and in our town, you then, you know, have some contact with that person and make sure that, you know, add ideas and feedback and keep on the same page, whatever. I think she might be thinking, and I think she knows him real well as well. So I'm not, you know, I just want to add that because that's why she would be talking to him.
Yeah, but, and that's not a problem. But if you're going to represent SCAC, that's a whole different issue then. That does it in all of us.
That's correct. There is a process to be followed, and that process should be followed. You know, it should be the chair and vice chair.
We're all learning.
Yeah. Yeah, no. We'll talk about this in February. We'll really make sure that this is honed in. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but it's very important that we all know what's being said and who's saying it too. I appreciate the relationship he has with Wagner, as do I. And but I even still, I would bring Meredith and we'd have that discussion. So we're all on the same page. I'm sorry. Now, John, go ahead.
Just a clarification, Mr. Chair. So I was asked to be the temporary chair for the Senior Citizen Engagement Committee.
Correct.
It now appears that that has been extended, and it has been extended until you determine whether there's going to be a Senior Citizen Engagement Committee or not. Am I correct?
That is correct, but that it's not. It's only extended till our next general meeting next month.
Okay.
So you're not going to be on the line on and on and on. I will not do that to you, John. I gave you that commitment. So
no problem, Gene. I just wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing. So you know, if I said something, I said it because I knew that I was going to be there the next month. That's all.
Yeah. No problem. It's just a matter of what you just said. A lot of folks are still kind of bumping around, so we want to make sure they get really clear, defined guidelines that work within the parameters of Office on Aging with us and our county supervisor. So we're all on the same page. We'll get there. I think it'll be fine, and then we'll be able to give a meaningful feedback, Elaine, to your question, back to our supervisors of because now we know what their expectations are, we know what ours are, and we both know where we're coming from, and then share with them, okay, here's what our committees have put forth.
The other thing that we asked for, just to catch Pauline up too and everyone else, is that when Gene and I met with Renee Ramirez, she was going to check with Ventura County because they seem to have the most traction with their SCAC and with their elected officials to see if we could figure out best practices from them. So it would be great to hear a follow-up on that as well.
I would be careful with Ventura, okay? They are very progressive. I don't think you're progressive. Yeah. Okay. In Orange County, that is a different climate.
No, not in terms of what they. I guess the trans, how they have it organized, how they meet. Not their policy positions, but how they interact.
Yes.
Oh, just make sure I understand, John. When you say progressive, you're talking about politically.
Yes.
Progressive, left leaning. Yes. Okay.
We're talking about logistics.
Yeah. Yes. We're only talking logistics. We're not going to go down that path.
And just as a point of help for you folks, I attend many of the AAA. advisory committee meetings. I think I've seen just about every format you can imagine. I can also tell you I've seen how we have the vote to determine whether, you know, we do this virtually each month. Everybody's got a different vision. Holy mackerel, in terms of how they do that. So,
John, we're just looking for best practices.
Yes.
We want to find out what's working successful for the either any of those groups, so that we can either look at it and evaluate and say, yep, that works for us, or no, it doesn't.
Right.
So,
right.
Again, we're really in a fact-finding mode right now. We want to find out what's out there, what is our role, what is the expectation of the supervisors of us, and same with the Office on Aging, what is their expectation? We're running into a lot of, we understand it now clearly, that there's money's always an issue, staffing's an issue, but looks like we're kind of getting closer. We got Pauline. That's progress right there. So we've already got one position filled. So we're getting there. And by the way, Pauline's been extremely helpful. If you need something, boom, we got it. You know, we have a box. I don't know what else you call it. What is it?
It's called box. And that's something that Gene and Meredith, I want to talk to you about offline as well. Okay.
But so we've been loading stuff on there. I went on there, Meredith, saw your stuff. You can go on the box and find it. Make sure you got the link.
Our idea to reduce the number of emails floating around with documents.
Especially when it comes to members and phone numbers and stuff. So, all right, Paulie, like, we'll talk about that.
Like any other program, I will caution, the program is only as good as how well is it is used. And if it's not used, it's going to...
Hang on a minute, John.
If it's not used, it's going to result in repetitive work for staff here, which we can definitely do without. And it's not really progressive and efficient to have a vehicle in place that's not been used. So,
boy, Pauline, you're spot on. And I can only tell you, having been in a position where on a number of committees, it is always so much easier for members to call up and say, hey, what's the number of this or what's the, and say, you know, go to the box that's there. Well,
it's going to require some training. It's going to require some change of mindset for a lot of people. You know, so, but we'll talk about that. I don't want to.
Well, let's put that on an agenda item for our general meeting. Desiree, would you put a note on there that that's, we'll make sure we do that. Carolyn.
I will tell you, just having looked at the general meeting for February, the agenda is pretty packed right now. So we may want to agendize that for March. You know, you got
Just mention it and we'll do the training in March. So here's what's available. We'll give you more training update in March. Okay. Just so people know, they can, some are pretty savvy and they can go on there now and do that. So, John, go ahead.
Gene, just one more point of reference for you. I think Renee did a road tour when she first became the director and went to a litany of AAAs studying may be too strong, observing what they did. So she's pretty knowledgeable about all those AAAs. So just an FYI that
that's where she came up with the Ventura idea when we met with her.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. Victoria Jump is very prominent in the C4A organization and is on speaking terms, first name basis with the CDA director and with the former CDA director. So she's constantly being consulted about what's going on
prominent
at the AAA level. So she looked upon us as, again, not only as progressive, okay, in a different term, organizationally.
Okay.
So you've got two progressive
themes. We can take one.
Well, thank you, John, for that background. We appreciate
And Pauline, real quick, too, we also asked about going to the C4A conference. That's been budgeted in the past.
Have they announced that yet, Meredith?
I haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah.
Let me check into that for you.
Again, Elaine, because you haven't been brought up to speed on this, you can see that we are massively in transition right now. And so there'll be a little bit of confusion and this and that. But we will get there. And I think when all is said and done at the end, we'll have a really good product. That it'll be much easier to get people involved as opposed to, that's how this came about. It was like pulling teeth to get our committee chairs. Nobody wanted to do it. And then, well, what do I do? What's response? You know, is it worth my time? So that's when we step back and said, you know what? That's when we're going to do this deep dive. We're going to figure out exactly.
It's always good to reevaluate and adapt as you go along. And also, I think, though, not having met in person for a couple of years really contributed to people, especially the newer people who came onto SCAC, not really have that understanding. So it's really good that you're reevaluating and doing whatever reset is necessary.
Thank you,
Lynn. Meredith, real quick, going back to the C4 conference, what you said, you also inquired about us attending. Who's us? The entire committee, the executive committee?
In the past four people. Four members were attended, I think.
The chair, the vice chair, and who are the other two that wanted to go? Thanks, John. Appreciate
Hi, John.
John had to jump off. Meredith, who do we have in mind? You and I and...
We don't have anyone else in mind. I could be wrong. I think it was three or four people that was funded to go last time.
Okay, I'll check into on this end.
Thank you. I can see somebody like Rachel Owens or Crystal Miles wanting to go.
Yeah.
Or Sandy, I don't know what your thoughts are on it, or Barbara, but let us know.
I'm open to it.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, that was new business. I think we're back to old business now. I don't see my agenda, but I'm going to wing it here. Old business. Any old business out of the group? We're in such transition now, there shouldn't be anything old. other than in February, we will be meeting at Easter Seals in Irvine, Costa Mesa / Tustin, that little corner there. And I think our committee meetings will be still meeting on Zoom. Is that what I'm hearing now?
Yeah, that looks like.
Pauline shaking her head. It makes it a little bit easier for staff at.
And speaking of meeting at Easter Seals as well, I will need the committee to decide where they are going to meet in April, because at that point we're going to have to notice and put out a notice of public hearing on the area plan update, and we need a location for that. So I need that nailed down, and I need that public hearing notice needs to be published 30 days in advance.
Okay.
So I have it ready to go, except for the location. So
well, it'll probably be Easter Seals. That's what we're looking at again. We're going to test, you know, the test run, make sure everything goes smooth, and they've got the space, adequate space and whatnot, which I believe they do. So we should be okay. Meredith, your thoughts?
That's fine. Do you want to ask Pauline, or do you want me to email?
No, if you guys can email and sort that out, and then just let me know.
What's the date? Confirmed. Can you tell me the date again? I don't have it offhand.
It's April 14th, I believe, is when the SCAC meeting, the full council is set for. Yes, the 14th.
That's okay. Friday.
We will have that for you, Pauline.
Actually, you know what? We're all doing everything. Carolyn, I think that's actually your role.
Have you set it up tentatively? You know, the idea that we would probably stay there, or will this be a new?
She said it was no problem. I don't think it's not tentative. Okay. No.
Well, let's confirm that, Carolyn.
Right. So we've got February there, and you're telling me to check on March. I mean, April. What about April. March?
Same with March.
If you're looking at
okay.
If you're looking at using that place for the rest of the year, you may want to put something on the agenda that says, you know, identifies the meeting location from now through December for their general purpose meetings, because we can't be bouncing around from place to place constantly. It doesn't make sense, especially
that's
if everyone's
what we used to do.
That's what we used to do, Pauline. Yeah. We went to every senior center in the county, or a vast majority of them.
Yeah, and I understand that, especially when you've got like people coming from north, south, and central. But it's nice if you could get somewhere in between. It would just make it easier.
You're reading our mind. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
That's what I was hired to do.
That is the goal.
Okay. Now I have a question about February and after that. Are we thinking of having refreshments as we did when we met in person?
They're providing refreshments. Mm-hmm.
They are. How nice. Okay.
According to, I think if I remember correctly from her email. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we used to do, Pauline, every senior center would provide us with refreshments to different degrees. Some were unbelievably fabulous. Others were good.
Well, and actually, Gene, that changed over time, because it used to be that the senior centers would provide it, but SCAC would then make a donation to that center. Then when SCAC was no longer allowed to have its bank account, it was part of the Office on Aging on Budget, and the Office on Aging would bring in the refreshments before the meeting.
You're right, Elaine. Now I remember why we kind of went drastically down on what our refreshments were.
And I'm on a county meeting.
Barbara, can you mute?
Okay, I'm on mute.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara.
Now you are.
So, okay. Well, that's great that they'll be providing that. So there's nothing we need to bring, Meredith, nothing. Let's try out the first time. If it looks like we need to buff it up a tad, we will do that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, good. Carolyn, does that answer your question?
Yes, I will talk to them. Well, is this what you want? Do you want me to talk to them about the whole year, or do you want to have?
Yes, I do. I think you should be making that contact now. So, as Pauline laid out, that we want to make sure we're consistent where we're meeting. I think that helps. It's centrally located, so it's an ideal spot, and it gives us that stability.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, excellent. Any other old business?
Okay, I need to talk about hours. What would that be?
Talk to who?
I need to talk to the group about the people and their 8 hours per month. Is that a separate item, or is that old business?
That sounds, well, let me look at my new agenda.
That sounds like something for the bylaws committee to review.
Well, it's a right now.
Well, until that happens, though, we need to do.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Bring it up, Barbara. What is your, or Carolyn, what is your issue now?
Well, the issue, first of all, Elizabeth's documents I've not been able to open, or I could open them, but I couldn't use them. So she's working on that. And in the meantime, my whole computer is down. So we're working through that part. My concern, though, is that there have been several, you know, times when we've asked the people to do this, both in a meeting and in agenda, you know, in different emails. And so far, I have five people that returned them, and four of them are in this room. So,
and that was one of the main complaints that we got about trying to recruit committee chairs, too, is this eight-hour paperwork business.
Yeah, and I think if I start emailing them and reminding them, you know, how many times a month do you do that? And it's hard for me to understand why they haven't just done it when they got the new form. The new form could not be easier.
Because when you're working full time, like some people are, it's one more thing.
Yeah, even that new form is can be tough.
Can't we just have them turn it in person in February? Have a stack printed out?
Well, that's what we should do. See, it wasn't a problem, I don't think, when we met in person. Elizabeth passed them out towards the end of the meeting. She picked them all up.
Yep,
done.
Yep.
You know, is this adding another thing for, and because they simply aren't doing
it. It's just a problem when we're recruiting new members, though. I know that trying to explain that, people are like, huh?
Okay, I think we resolved it. Bring a stack to February and meeting, and we'll do January, February, take care, kill two birds with one stone. Get that resolved.
Okay.
And again, we are evaluating this in our bylaws committee. I'm sorry, Carolyn, what was
someone
that?
Someone said, oh, I'm sorry. This is weird, not being able to see you guys. Sorry for interrupting. I think that it's hard for me to understand that they don't just return it quickly. But someone said something one time. Well,
how long have you worked with volunteers, Carolyn? And you're still asking that question?
Okay, whatever.
I hear you. I hear you, and I feel your frustration. I already heard that from Elizabeth for years, so I'm very attuned to it. Elaine, you have your hand up.
Yeah, a couple of things, and yes, I'll chime in on that. That was a big frustration for Elizabeth not getting those forms back, and it wasn't a problem when we met in person. It was when we started meeting virtually. But two things, I did not receive an email from Carolyn about I know we changed the form, but I didn't get anything requesting to submit it to her. So I don't
know. Carolyn, would you shoot that off to Elaine?
Pardon me?
Would you send that to Elaine?
And then also, I thought we had discussed, Jean, that if they didn't submit, or it was going to be like almost a negative consent, that unless they submitted something, it was assumed they did their 8 hours.
That's the way we're going to do it in the future. Now we have this form until we have that discussion in February.
Okay. And then also with the bylaw, it was a requirement of the Board of Supervisors that the 8 hours be done by each person. So before SCAT goes ahead and change it, you might want to check with the Board of Supervisors whether or not they're willing to waive that requirement.
Well, that's part of the change process. To change anything in the bylaws, as we've learned from Pauline's side, it goes all the way up, including the Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
So we change nothing.
Until because I don't think it's anything that we wanted to require, but it was.
And none of the, I'm on so many advisory committees, and this is the only one that's like an elementary school situation with these forms.
And it may have to do something with the California Department on Aging. I don't know.
No, I checked with others and they're not doing this.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Pauline, I saw your lips moving. Did you want
to? No, it's okay. I'm going to pull that one back for now.
Okay. Yeah, there are things like that we need to address.
Okay.
And we try to eliminate the irritants for our group.
There you go.
So the more irritants we can remove, the happier crowd we have and the happier they want to get.
These hours have been a pebble in everyone's shoe.
Yes, yes, yes. We're trying to identify all those pebbles. Okay. My agenda again, Desiree, please. I'm sorry about that, but
chair comments.
Okay, I think I've just made plenty of chair comments. So, how about standing committee reports?
Yes, Meredith, so good morning, everyone, again. So Crystal Miles hosted her first meeting as chair of Wellbeing Reimagined. It was a good meeting. People introduced themselves to each other and what their desires for their participation was and ideas for future speakers and considerations. John is standing in at the Senior Citizens Engagement Committee. I'm sorry, I got things mixed up. Crystal Miles took over housing and transportation.
Yes.
Switched over from Wellbeing, so excuse me. They did that meeting. Wellbeing, I did not attend that. I'm assuming it went just fine. And then John is overseeing the engagement committee until we have our next steps.
That's it. Good job. All right.
And then I think I'm supposed to talk about our presentation schedule next.
That's the next one. Go for it.
Okay. So we've talked extensively about what's happening in February. So that's all set. In March, we are going to be having our update on senior nutrition. I've already confirmed that with Meals on Wheels Orange County, Mum's the Word, again, from our South County provider. So I'll try to reach out again to them to see if they want to participate. And then in April, we have someone coming from the county to talk about the end of the public health emergency and how that's impacting older adults that are Medicare and Medi-Cal eligible. They have to redo their redetermination or they're going to lose their benefits for a few months. So that takes us through April. And then I had some other ideas, but I figured since we're in flux, it's better to recalibrate after February.
Okay, very good. Excellent. I'm just reading a quick note here I just got from Rachel. Says she's getting up to speed with all things wellness reimagined. The group wants to focus on expanding SCAC outreach to resources in the community. One of those resources is the Answer magazine that is produced by the Council on Aging. In fact, she's going to have 500 of those delivered to the Easter Seals there so that members can take those and hand them out to their networking groups.
Nice.
On the 10th. So that's good news. Oh, that's when she told me she met with Don Wagner. Yep, yep, okay.
Then the other thing I'll say is that the state has kind of redone the master plan in some ways. They have their new initiatives and they are created their new plan for the next 2 years. They announced that last week. So that's something that we may want to think about.
And see if we're still in line and still focused on that. Okay, good. All right, anything else? All right, Carolyn, Senior Center. Thank you, Meredith. That's a good job. That's 6 months covered. Senior Center liaisons.
Okay. I think I've told you guys 3 or 4 times that that's not my job. So, excuse me. It is Evelyn's. And I think that should be on the agenda, too, that way. So I have no report.
Okay. Well, see, when I see it on the agenda, that's your job. So let's, no, I get it, Carolyn. I'm just teasing you. We will have that discussion in February too, because I'm not sure we're going to do those liaisons. That was another thing we were going to discuss.
In truth, I don't think it works particularly well. I think it's a great idea, but I'm not sure how many people are really doing it. You know,
well, the ones that did it with gusto, it worked well. Unfortunately, there was a lot that just went through the motions who called. Anything going on? Nope. Okay, good. So it really wasn't accomplishing what we wanted it to.
Right.
Okay. Members in good standing, Carolyn?
I have no idea. Nobody. I'm sorry. Don't write that down. there is no report on that because people aren't turning it in. So,
okay. We're going to assume everybody's in good standing, that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
For now. Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
Anything else, Carolyn?
No, thanks.
See, that's when you put a school teacher in charge of these things. They are sticklers, man, and I love it because I'm big picture. You put the wheels on my vision. Okay, announcements, SCAC members and staff, any comments, public or otherwise? Well, thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedules today. You're allowing me to get back to my wife's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
what
you.
Are you doing to celebrate?
We're taking her out to dinner tonight. You know where Gabby's is in Orange?
It's no.
A great restaurant. Really a good restaurant. We're going to go there. And my wife kind of has a birthday week. We were just talking with somebody else. Oh, we have birthday month. Yeah, she's been going to parties every night. So
I've had
meetings. So, I haven't seen her. So today it's her day and we're going to have a good time. So
good.
All right. Desiree, anything? How about a smile, Desiree? You're always frowning. There you go. Good job. Okay. I always think you just came back from the dentist, man. Okay, folks. Have a wonderful weekend and keep up the good work. And just remember, just keep seniors in your mind.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.